Welcome to Grace Heritage Church. I'm so thankful for us to be able to be together, and it's good to be able to renew fellowship with friends who have been away for the summer, and we're glad to have folks back home. Let me just remind you of a couple of things as we're getting kind of started up this morning. There is in our bulletin a place that you can tear off. It's on the back, and I would encourage you to do that and put it in the offering plate when it's passed later this morning. We'd love to know who you are and where you live and how we might be in touch with you if we need to do that. And we'd love to be able to minister to you if that's your desire. There's also a place on the back of that little slip where you can record prayer requests. And you'll notice there's a place in our worship guide that lists some family prayer concerns. And so we'd love to put those things there so that folks can have those in print and take them home with them through the week and be praying for you and for any needs that you have. So please take advantage of that. If you don't have a bulletin, Tom Schumpert has some, and he'd be glad to bring you one that has all the words to songs we'll sing this morning and so forth. So you'll want to have one of those. You'll also notice there are some opportunities for different things in terms of family news that's on the very back page of the worship guide. And there are some announcements and things there that we'll cover again later. But in particular, I just wanted to remind you that there are some ministry opportunities that are available to you that are, as we're growing a little bit and as we're going to be moving to a different location the first Sunday in September, there are some ministry opportunities that are open to you, and we'd like for you to be able to consider those and think about those. And tonight, when we meet together as a congregation, we'll have supper here. Bring some supper and a little bit to share. And we'll talk about some of those ministry opportunities in more detail, so I'd like for you to be thinking about those through the afternoon. Stan, are those in print in here?
What?
The ministry opportunities? Or are they? Because I honestly don't remember. On page 10. Yeah. On page 10, those ministry opportunities are there in a little bit of detail for you. So you can think about those, and any questions that you have, you might be able to present those tonight. Also, on the table as you come in the door, there are some pamphlets that are called Why Join a Church? And some reasons that we think church membership is important. Even for students who are away from home, we think that your attachment to a church body is important. And we're going to be having our constituting, covenanting service on the last Sunday of this month, August 29th. That'll be an opportunity for you to make a formal, I guess, if you will, attachment to a local church body. And so you want to be thinking about that. I think I covered a lot of the things that I wanted to start getting your brain to think about. But primarily what we want to do right now is to worship the Lord together. And I never cease to be amazed. And I want you to hear me say this every week. I never cease to be amazed that God would speak to us. That the God of all the universe, who has created all things perfectly and who is holy in every respect, would initiate relationship with us. And we want to stand in awe of that as we gather together week by week. And one of the ways that helps us do that is by recognizing that God has the first word in the time of worship that we have together. So let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 96. Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9. We'll read together here and ask the Lord to tune our hearts to sing of His might and His mercy and His grace. Psalm chapter 96, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth.
morning. You guys want to stand and sing a song? I didn't ask Paul about the whole standing, so let's stand. So probably right there.
Yeah.